Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail on me on Arthur Dreher, D-R-E-H-E-R. Arthur Dreher is a 65-year-old male who reports he injured his back at work on an unspecified date. Pretty was unloading a truck and picked the box up from the floor when he experienced this pain. Pretty did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He did a further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition on 2/13/21, he was unloading a truck and injured his neck, comma, left shoulder, and back. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at Inspira Health Network on 2/17/20. This was their urgent care center. Pretty told Dr. Lanza, L-A-N-Z-A, that he had back pain of the left scapular region, comma, central upper back and central lower back since 1/17/20. This was a gradual onset. Pretty did have a similar problem in the past. He denied any radiation of pain. He admitted to similar symptoms in 2017 while working at Walmart without any injuries at that time. He left Walmart in August of 2019. His symptoms restarted at that juncture. He complained of neck, comma, left shoulder, and lower back pain without ridiculous symptoms. He also had passed out on the job 1 month ago and was taken to the emergency room but had symptoms before syncope. Upon exam, he had negative straight leg raising and essentially unremarkable musculoskeletal and neurologic examination. He was simply rendered diagnoses of thoracic spine pain, comma, cervicalgia, comma, and dorsalgia. He's referred for physical therapy and activity modifications. He did undergo lumbosacral x-rays on 2/20/20 that showed discogenic and degenerative change most pronounced at L4-5. Disc space narrowing was present from L3 through S1. He continued to be seen at Inspira through 3/25/20. At that juncture, Dr. Balogun, B-A-L-O-G-U-N, observed some self-limiting behavior as evident in his inability to complete lumbosacral flexion beyond 10 degrees, but had more fluid movement and gait in transferring onto the exam table. He also transferred through the clinic outside of specific testing / exam timing. He was to continue physical therapy and was referred for an MRI. His diagnoses remain the same. New paragraph. Mr. Dreher was seen for Dr. Gaffney, G-I-F-F-N-E-Y, on 1/25/21. He emphatically recommended additional treatment, including MRI of the lumbar spine, comma, orthopedic spine and neurosurgical evaluation, comma, and that he remain out of work. New paragraph. On 10-6-21, he was seen by Dr. Ashraf, ESHRAF, orthopedic spine surgeon, period. He related on 2-13-20, he injured his lower back while bending over. Period, this pain continued without radiculitis. Period, he was let go from Walmart in August of 2020 and had not worked since. Period, he apparently developed a seizure disorder for which he sees a neurologist. Period. He was currently homeless. Period. Mr. Dreher was evaluated and diagnosed with persistent axial pain in the lumbar spine, for which he ordered an MRI. Period. An MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 10-22-21. Period. It showed various abnormalities that will be inserted from the impressions on pages 1 and 2. Period. Dr. Ashraf reviewed these results with him on 11-3-21. Pretty explained. It demonstrated simply demonstrated multi-level degenerative pathology with moderate facet arthritis. Period. As a last resort treatment option, they can send him for a lumbar L4-5 and L5-S1 facet injections with possible ablation. Period. At this juncture, there was no role for surgery in the absence of neural compression and correlated radicular symptoms. Period. He was seen by Dr. Pulser. Scratch that. He was seen on 11-30-22 in the same group by Dr. Ashraf again. Period. He noted the results of the MRI and recommended facet injections, which were denied by the insurance carrier. Dr. Ashraf wrote he had no further treatment to suggest for this individual. Period. He also asked that this petitioner never be sent back to any of his offices to see any of their providers. Period. He was exceptionally argumentative and combative, come screaming and yelling at our receptionist while checking in. But he also began screaming and yelling at the doctor while he attempted to understand why it is that he was here, alleging that they, quote, did nothing for him. Period, end quote. This contradicted the fact Dr. Ashraf was the one who ordered his MRI and also suggested the injections. Period, it was unclear to Dr. Ashraf what exactly this gentleman is after, as he is not even sure if he wants the injections and says he will ask his lawyer if he should get them. Period. He certainly did not find the need to spend any more time listening to this verbal abuse, nor having their staff abused by him. Period. His care is no longer going to be pursued through Dr. Ashraf's office. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by Dr. Zerbo on 10-19-22. He diagnosed low back pain with underlying spinal stenosis and lumbar disc herniation. Period. He did not believe Mr. Dreher has had appropriate or adequate conservative treatments. Period. He recommended a physical therapy program and possible pain management program with lumbar injections. Period. Based upon the results of this treatment, he may also be a candidate for surgical intervention. Period. He was not currently in a position to return to work. Period. Mr. Dreher was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser beginning 1-10-23. Period. Follow-up with him continued over the next several weeks. Period. On 3-7-23, Dr. Dolan, D-O-L-A-N, Perform bilateral lumbar facet joint injections. Period. At the last visit with Dr. Pulser on 2/14/23. Mr. Dreyer. Scratch that. Dr. Pulser was not particularly optimistic that bilateral L4-5 facet joint injections would be successful, but it would be reasonable to try one time before. Period. Before saying that it is nothing that can be offered. Brady's going to discuss the injection with his attorney. Period. Physical exam at Dr. Pulser's final visit on 3/21/23. He placed the petitioner at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. From the outset of the evaluation, he demonstrated loud sighing and expressed statements such as, quote, I wish I was dead, period, end quote. He was edentulist. Period. He did claim he had been in prison for 10 years. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a slow but physiologic gait. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees. Period extension was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period left side bending was mildly limited to 20 degrees with tenderness. Period right side bending as well as bilateral rotation were full. Period of superficial tenderness about patient, about the lumbosacral junction, sacroiliac joints, and paravertebral musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 50 degrees and left at 60 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. He had an extremely positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. Arthur Dreyer alleges to have sustained widespread bodily injuries while at work on 2/17/20. Make that 2/13/20. Period. He was seen at In Spirit Urgent Care on 2/17/20. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. It was noted he had similar symptoms in 2017 without any injuries while working at Walmart. Period. He left Walmart until August 2019 when his symptoms restarted. Period. He offered widespread complaints and stated he passed out on the job about 1 month ago. Period. He was taken to the emergency room but had symptoms before syncope. Period. He underwent appropriate conservative care. Period. X-rays showed some degenerative changes. Period. He also had a lumbar MRI that failed to identify any disc herniations or significant neural compression. Period. He had been discharged from the care of Dr. Ashraf on 11/30/22. Period. He observed the petitioner demonstrated belligerent behavior and was banned from returning to their office. Period. He then was seen by Dr. Zerbo and had additional physical therapy. Period. He had an injection to the low back on 3/7/23. Period. New paragraph, the current examination that Mr. Dreyer found. He demonstrated loud sighing, from the outset and made several statements that he wished he was dead. But at the conclusion of the evaluation, he began crying, although tolerated the examination and physical maneuvers without doing so this dramatically. But he had variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Paired sitting supine straight leg raises and maneuvers also failed to correlate with one another. Paired had a markedly positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired had full range of motion of the cervical spine and left shoulder where provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability to the cervical spine, comma, left shoulder, comma, or back. Period. He does not appear to have had any substantive testing or treatment relative to the neck or left shoulder. Period. In terms of the lower back, he had sprains and strains superimposed upon pre-existing degenerative changes. Period. He also had a history of prior low back problems. Period. Neither of these was permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question, period. And that is the end.